set free. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, an American nurse and her daughter who were kidnapped in Haiti.
The ministry group El Roi Haiti states on their website that Alex Dorsainville and her daughter, who had been working as volunteers with them in Port-au-Prince, have been freed by their kidnappers. The two had been held for ransom since July 27th by armed men who busted into their charity's clinic. Neither the ministry nor the U.S. State Department shared details of the kidnapping or whether ransoms were paid.
Fox's Evan Brown. Another medical issue for Senator Dianne Feinstein. The Democrat suffered a fall at her San Francisco home yesterday and was briefly hospitalized. The 90-year-old's been frail after being away from the Senate for months, suffering from shingles. House Republicans have released more evidence in their Hunter Biden investigation.
$20 million in payments to President Biden's son Hunter and his business associates allegedly came from Russian and Kazakhstani oligarchs.
Ex-Hunter Biden business associate Devin Archer told lawmakers last week then-Vice President Biden talked to some clients by phone, even dined with one of the billionaires who paid. But
President Biden has consistently denied being involved with or profiting off of his son's business dealings.
And Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The second Republican presidential debate's been set September 27th at the Reagan Library in California on Fox Business. The first one's in 2 weeks in Milwaukee on the Fox News Channel. Former President Trump has suggested he may not go. Tim Scott tells Fox.
The American people deserve to see every single one of us that qualifies for the debate stage on that stage.
Scott says he'll support whoever the GOP nominee is, but so far Vivek Ramaswamy has signed the pledge, the only one it's required to be part of the debate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended a state prosecutor, accusing her of letting criminals go free.
Monique Worrell's administration of criminal justice in the Ninth Circuit has been clearly and fundamentally derelict.
Worrell had vowed to restore equity to the judicial system. America's listening to Fox News.
Russian officials recently revealed a new global supercurrency backed by physical gold will be announced on August 22nd with support from China, India, and other countries. Many economists warn this could radically change the world economy and possibly destroy the value of the dollar. And that means the value of your 401k or IRA is at risk. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to urge you to protect yourself and your family right now. How? By diversifying your 401k or IRA into physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. August 22nd, we'll be here before you know it, so take action today. Fortify your nest egg using the power of gold inside of a tax advantage account. Text PROTECT to the number 989898. That's PROTECT to 989898 to get your free information kit on gold IRAs right now.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. A new national monument may be coming to Arizona. The Washington Post reports President Biden has been considering giving more than 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon to continue protecting the area of uranium mining. A 20-year ban on the practice was put in place by the Obama administration in 2012, but designating the area as a national monument would ban that permit. The city of Yuma has been informing locals who want to participate in Yuma Rocks that bands have through August 11th to submit their entries. Entries will require submissions of audio or video file of the band's best material. Find out more on the website. The virtual author talks with best-selling authors and thought leaders around the country continue at Yuma County Library. Learn more about the series of speakers and who the library will be talking to this month at YumaDailyNews.com. A man in Yuma has been arrested when he crashed into a home and ran away from the scene. The man crashed into a teen's room. She suffered minor injuries. Police say alcohol is not a factor in the crash. That's the latest from the YumaDailyNews.com newsroom. I'm Kendra White.
Listen to KBLU from 8 to 9 every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law. Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Learn how you can plan your estate using a will or trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday, 8 to 9 a.m. on 560 KBLU.
Trains on time. Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Lexi this morning. We do.
Be quiet, Lexi.
I know. You said she's been barky this morning. What did you do to her?
Well, she's been barky a little bit the last few weeks, so I'm starting to clamp down on her. We're doing a little bit more discipline.
She didn't even bark when I came in today. She was... I think she's starting to get used to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, you're quiet this morning. I'm like, I'm supposed to be quiet this morning. Today's my first day back after vacation. So
what are you
doing
taking vacation?
I don't know. You know, I needed that mental break, apparently.
That stuff's got to stop.
That's not happening. I am a firm believer in using vacation time.
Yeah.
I want my days off.
Me too, only they just don't leave me any vacation time.
Oh, well, I don't have that problem. And this one I actually did where I actually really didn't check my emails or anything for the first time in a long time. So it was a good vacation.
Well,
so,
that's good.
Well, joining us this morning with Wendy McKay, and she's here to talk about Bridget's Gift. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Wendy, was the last time you went on vacation?
I work in farming, so that's a really good question.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the season's here. We're already planting, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go on vacation.
But if you like what you do, Wendy, you don't have to take a vacation. Every day is a joy.
27 years of doing this. I actually do love my job.
Yeah.
I
grew up in a family of farmers, so that's why I was asking. I was like, so when exactly? Although my family did. My family, especially, I remember my grandma, but, you know, it was different in Illinois where they had the whole winter season where there really wasn't. I mean, she usually watched the markets to determine whether or not she was going to sell stuff, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But she wasn't planting and farming and harvesting in the middle of winter. So she did travel quite a bit. I've got all of her old travel stuff. So,
yeah.
But it's different here.
It is different, and I tell you, it's even evolved since I've been in the industry here. And it used to be that the summer's had a pretty definite break, but we grow
not
year
anymore.
Round.
Yeah, it's
even
year-round.
In farming, yeah. I mean, you just have more to do now in farming. Even there's more crops.
No, I would say more to do. You know, it goes vegetables right into melons right at the same time the vegetables are coming out. Then the winter wheat is coming out, and then Sudan and alfalfa all summer long, and then fall melons go in right now, and then the vegetables are
start
over again.
Yeah.
She really does know farming.
Yeah. I know, because my family always they find it interesting. How many crops a year do they do?
A lot.
You know, my family, I'll do one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the Midwest, it's one. Yeah. It's corn this year, and then soybeans the next year, although my grandma raised gladiolas, so that was...
Oh.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
So you don't get to do any of the fun flowers. You don't do flowers.
No. My husband actually is on that. Well, he doesn't do the flowers, but he works for Cicada, and they do those ornamental seed production for flowers and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
So, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally took us down a rabbit
hole. Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Went to the farming world.
but, you know, I was just thinking that. I'm like, because I know that you farm.
Yeah.
And since my family's all farmers, I was just curious. It was like, because it's kind of like owning your own. I mean, it is owning your own business, but it's like business owners. Everybody says, well, I want to be a business owner because then I can be my own boss. And and you can be, but then also that means that you're not making any money or you have to close your business when you take a vacation.
Yeah, somebody's got
very hard
to drive the bus.
Exactly.
There's nobody to complain to. You can't go to HR.
Right, exactly.
We're going to, you know, complain about the guy I work with who happens to be, you know, relative.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And I'm just fortunate at this point where, you know, at the chamber, I've got amazing staff that kept the ball rolling while I was.
Yeah.
Even though I changed staff while I was gone.
And that happens too, right?
I did. So Mario's last day was while I was on vacation, and Anna's first day was while I was on vacation.
Oh, wow.
So I missed both. But it was just how my vacation was long planned before that. And so I did say bye to Mario, and I'm sure we'll still see him around before I left.
That's Yuma, right?
That's Yuma. And Anna worked for us before, so it was just a matter of getting her reset up. So
I knew
it was okay.
There you go.
So totally off top. But anyway, it is, speaking of things at the Chamber and everywhere else, it is getting to be what I refer to as event season in Yuma.
That's right.
Kind of like the fall, you know, the fall planting. It's fall event season. I'm suddenly realizing I think I have something every night. Well, both tonight and tomorrow night, this week, something next week. The weekends are crazy. I know that you guys, you're on the Humane Society board. You're gearing up for Fur Ball, too.
And
so I see all of those things. But Bridget's Gift, is super. I mean, it's exciting every year, but this year, it's,
this year,
I mean, my staff is so pumped. they're just like, oh yeah.
And I will tell you, every year is a labor of love, like you said.
Of course.
But this year, when we were starting to work, and we started early. Side note, we started early because last year, I think everybody coming off the pandemic, what we were finding was there were no artists available. And then those that were available, a lot of cost across the board had doubled in a lot of places.
Yeah.
So they were way out of our budget.
Right.
So we got down to the wire and we just couldn't do it. So we started right off the bat, started early. And when Trace Atkins' name came across, like, oh, I wonder if that's possible. And ta-da, it is possible.
Apparently
so,
it was.
Yeah, yeah, so we made that happen, yeah.
And so, I mean, so tell me about the process. I mean, how does that even begin? Because, you know, if you've never planned something like this before, you have no idea.
All of the inner workings of it. So we work with a buyer, per se. He represents us, and he speaks to a lot of William Morris Entertainment, a lot of the different agencies, and then brings us a list of who's available. And that is just a constantly ever-changing list because when they're booked in other areas, they're gone. Mm-hmm. They know what our range is that we'd like to work within our budget, what will work for us. And then we just keep working away at that.
And so then they know who's, I mean, because like I picture this because I've never hired that kind of entertainment before, but I've worked with like the National Speaker Association and gotten people like I had Colin Powell 1 year and I've had the guy Daniel Rudiger who the movie Rudy was about. You know, that kind of so big name speakers.
Right.
And I know that I do the same thing. I have someone that would let me know who is available and who is within my budget.
Right.
But sometimes they come up with somebody that was just slightly out of my budget.
Oh, we got a lot of those very much out of our budget.
Okay, very much
out
of our
budget. And it was always the wish list artists.
Yes, of course.
It's shocking. But, you know, in a Coliseum, I'm dating myself, in a big arena, a big stadium show.
I remember when they were in Coliseums.
Right. I think in L.A. But a show that size, that warrants that price, right?
Right,
and the volume
you can
of tickets you're going to sell.
Tickets, right,
exactly. So, but something our size, you know, we typically shoot for maxing out at 4,000, including our sponsor area.
Right.
So really, everything really works.
Right. And you have to make it work because everybody, otherwise, you know, if you suddenly charge, you know, if you go from $50 a ticket to $500 a ticket, people start looking at you cross-eyed.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing that we've always wanted to make sure that it's affordable for everybody.
Right.
And we did bump our ticket prices up to $70 this year. But
that's very reasonable.
That's very reasonable. You're getting a full dinner and your non-alcoholic drinks, and you're getting two artists, actually, because I'll tell you about the opener here in a bit.
Because you're talking to somebody who just got back from Las Vegas yesterday.
Oh, so yeah. the comparison is not.
And you know, and seeing all the headliners there. And you know, but Trace Atkins is a big name.
Right,
Okay, I'm going to say this, and hopefully I don't get. But people who know me know that I am not a country music girl.
That's okay.
I just am not.
Yeah.
But even I know who Trace Atkins is.
Right.
Which means that to me that he's a much bigger name.
Exactly.
Than, I mean, to give you an idea, I had a friend who was touring with Lee Bryce, and I said, "Who?"
I understand. Oh, I understand.
And so the fact that I know who he is, I'm like, okay, that's. That to me means we got somebody big. So, you know, I just got, like I said, got back from Las Vegas and $70 a ticket. I'm not sure I could have bought anything for $70 a ticket. And it certainly wouldn't have come with dinner.
No.
Not only that, but of course I had to pay for my hotel room and everything while I was there.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, $70 a ticket is a steal.
It's a steal. And in comparison, my husband and I just went to San Diego last week. We ran up and ran back because farming. And went to a concert in Chula Vista.
Okay.
And we paid $300 a seat for our tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Had we gotten a hotel room, we would have been probably close to $1,000 just for that night of entertainment.
Right.
So when you compare $70 for essentially 6 hours of entertainment, you know, once you walk through the gate.
Yeah.
You know, so, Yeah. Anyhow.
So no. And this is even one that I went, okay, well, you know what? I'll go to this one too. But with that, apparently it's time for take a break. We will be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
It was a normal August day yesterday, and the temperatures for the rest of the week will be slightly cooler than average through Saturday. Good time to get outside and get some things done that you haven't been able to do because of the extreme heat. 106 the high today, 105 tomorrow, 103 Friday, Saturday slightly warmer, 105 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
It's always game time at Paradise Sportsbook. Get in on the action with live sports betting. You can make your wagers in person or from the comfort of your recliner. The choice is yours. There's nowhere better to place your bets. Give it a shot by visiting our sportsbook or download the mobile app at paradise-casinos.com. So much action, so close to home. Paradise Casino.
Must be 21 and older. Management reserves all rights. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP 24/7 for problem gambling.
Cars and Carts for all your golf cart sales, service, repairs, parts, and storage. Call them today for all your golf cart needs. 928-726-2286. Cars and Carts is the place to go for Evolution golf carts. They come fully loaded with bucket seats, lithium batteries, locally owned and operated. All new carts are street legal. Call 928-726-2286. Need to store your golf cart, repairs, or shopping for a new ride? Give Denny a call at 928-726-2286. Or stop by Cars and Carts, 2899 South Sherry Avenue in Yuma.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Present. Right here.
I'm like, Bueller. No, you're here.
I'm here.
Okay, good. And we have Lexi, who is now asleep in the background.
She better be. Her and I are going to have a talk.
Aww. She's such a good girl. And we have Wendy McKay, who we've talked about lots of things, but we're really here to talk about Bridget's gift.
Right.
I'm like, because you're so involved in the community.
I can talk about anything.
What do you want to talk about? Exactly. We've got 20 different things.
Well, she has a lot of free time being a farmer. So.
I know better.
Russ has jokes.
I'm like, believe me, I know better. And you would almost took me down like a, you know, because my son is really into UAVs. And one of the things he did on his, for his, in high school when he was taking an intro to UAVs, was did a paper on how UAVs are being used in agriculture.
Oh, yeah.
So I really could take you down a rabbit hole today. I mean, that's, but we won't. I think if you have no idea how hard farmers work, follow them around for a little while.
I'm
like, it's I grew up driving a tractor before I drove a car. So and I can't even imagine, like I said, we had one crop a year, so I can't even imagine.
It's a lot. Yep.
So Bridget's gift, I mean, so
October 21st.
Mm-hmm. And are tickets available yet?
Tickets will be available within the week. Yeah, we have a couple more hoops to jump through with Trace Atkins marketing people and getting things approved. They will be online only this year, so we'll be looking for those on the Kokopa Casino website when they are. But we'll make a big announcement on our socials get the word out there. But hopefully within the week, those will be up and running. So yeah.
Okay, so tell me more about Bridget's gift, because I'm new to Yuma, mm-hmm. and I've talked to Robbie Rodriguez, so I know who Bridget was, and I know some of the story, but not everybody does.
Right,
so tell me
right.
more about Bridget and how Bridget's gift was formed, and this is clearly a fundraiser and where the money goes.
Right, absolutely. So Bridget Orta Martinez, Yuma mm-hmm. native, she was dealing with a very aggressive form of breast cancer, and in typical Yuma fashion, there were needs that she was having a hard time taking care of, whether it was getting out of town for treatment, just paying for daily needs because there was income loss going through this treatment. So a lot of people just rallied around her, and they did some fundraisers and made sure she got to her appointments. She was doing some treatment in MD Anderson, Houston, Texas, helped to get travel expenses to get there. When it was determined that her fight probably wasn't, you know, didn't have
long. It was going to be the outcome we wanted.
It wasn't going to be the outcome we wanted. And she really had some great news, and then within a few months it had turned around, and that was it.
And that's the thing with cancer. You just never know. It's so scary.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So she had some wish list items. And, for instance, she wanted a backyard area for her pretty brand new grandson. He was little, two years old or so. So a bunch of people pitched in, and they didn't just put a little area in the backyard. They completely redid the backyard with sod, backyard furniture. There was a whole group of probably about 50 of us that went and did that. It was just out of love for our friend who, you know, hated seeing it.
And that is one of the things when people ask me about Yuma, I'm like, if you haven't lived in Yuma, you don't understand. You come to Yuma and you don't understand. I mean, when I say the sense of community, it's like, no, the sense of community. I know that if something were to ever happen to me or my husband or my son, I've got several thousand people that would have my back.
The call
and
goes out
the same way.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. I was born
I'm not
here.
Sure about
I don't
Ross,
even
but
no. don't even think twice about it. I mean, if somebody needs something,
right? Of course,
there's
and
a phone call to be
is.
Made, and then it takes off like
and
wildfire.
That's how everybody is exactly,
and that's what happened with Bridget.
Right. Okay.
So she told a number of us in her last days. She says, "I really want you guys to pick up and take this to another level. There are people out here who need what you all just gave me."
Right.
So she says, please keep doing that. Please. Mm-hmm. And if it's a concert or whatever it is, do a fundraiser so you can keep doing that. So that's why we call it Bridget's gift to the breast cancer patients. It's her gift to everybody that we're carrying on her dream. So since 2011, we've had a number of different fundraisers, the concert being the main focus every year.
Okay.
And what we do is through the Cancer Center and through word of mouth in the community, those who are fighting breast cancer come to us, they fill out an application, and we help them with their mortgage payments, with their utility payments. We help them with gift cards for food, for fuel, if they need to get to their out-of-town appointments that they're going elsewhere like Bridget did, then we just help do what we can to help make that happen. Again, you go back to, there's an income loss typically.
Right.
And I will say, without divulging any sensitive information, we've been inundated with applications in the last few months, more than we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, it's a single mother with two or three children. Mm-hmm. And she's the only income source.
Yeah.
So we're
And it's so expensive anyway. I mean, I know that I've got a friend, and, you know, she hit her out-of-pocket maximum with the insurance every year. So then there's the medical bills that you're thinking of.
Right.
And then she did some experimental stuff, so the insurance doesn't cover.
Right, right.
And so then there's all of that. And then you're right. If you can't work because you're going through treatment or you're flying back and forth to Houston or whatever, so not only have you compounded your bills, but you don't have the income coming in to pay the bills you had.
Right. And what comes with that? Stress. And when
Huge
you're fighting
stress.
Cancer, stress is, it's not good for anybody.
No,
but when
exactly.
you're trying to heal,
your immune system can't handle it.
Right, right. So we try and take a load off and help with that. And I will tell you, I don't have an accurate count right now, but I know we are over 100. We're probably in the 110, 115 number of women and their families who we've helped with. And knowing breast cancer doesn't affect just women, but we have not helped any male patients.
Okay. People find it interesting because I had a great uncle who got breast cancer.
And it's rare, but it happens.
It is rare, but it happens.
Right.
And he was old. He was like in his 80s when it happened. It wasn't, he wasn't young, but it was, I remember when my mom told me that he had breast, I'm like, what?
Because biologically.
Because at that time, I did not know that men could get breast cancer.
Right, right, right.
And I thought that she had I'm like, are you sure? Did they make a mistake? That just, it doesn't sound right, you know? But it was not nearly as aggressive, you know.
Right. It typically isn't.
I've had two aunts also pass with breast cancer. Non-biological, fortunately for me. So it doesn't run in my family per se, but still affected my family.
Absolutely.
Clearly. So it's so common.
That's the thing is, you know, the stand, I have not looked at the statistics in the last, I would say, year since I've done a major presentation, but the statistics have been 1 in 8 for quite some time. And if you think about it, like if you're at a breakfast function or Good Morning Yuma, that means one person at every one of those tables will most likely be diagnosed. Yeah. If you look at it that way, with breast cancer in their lifetime. So,
you know, I'm going to do my little PSI. So mammograms are important.
Mammograms are important. And Breast Cancer Awareness Month is in October.
Yep.
And if you don't do it on your birthday, why not schedule your appointment in October? And we're going to nag.
Speaking of nagging, I actually just got a reminder from the hospital in the mail.
And they do. Aren't they good about that?
Yeah,
you probably get some emails, too.
Yeah, so. I was actually very surprised that they let me know that my last one was August 22nd of last year. It was time to schedule my next one if I hadn't already.
There you go.
So they actually have made it very easy for me to go, oh, yep, it's time to do that again, apparently.
Yep, exactly.
So
exactly.
You know, because, you know, you get busy and a whole year, you know, you kind of forget about it.
I know. And I don't know about you both, but when the pandemic hit, it feels like the time, like my sense of time, there's that blur of those couple of years. And next thing you know, it's been 3 years.
Well, and so, I feel like I got out of the habit of
a lot of things.
I hesitate to say out of the habit of taking care of myself, but a little bit out of the habit of taking care of myself, you know, scheduling like an annual physical and doing things like my mammogram. And it's only been in the last year or two, you know, that I've finally like
gotten back on track.
Yep, so I was like, okay, I need to start going annually and I need to start taking care of myself and doing the things that I was doing before.
Right.
I think I just mentally wasn't with it anymore.
A lot of us mentally weren't with it anymore. Exactly. Well, and it was so hard to take care of all those things. You couldn't get in. I mean, you know? So I know, Russ.
I don't know that you can now.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
At least for my mammogram, I'm getting in pretty quick. So,
there you go.
Yeah,
I get my annual physicals about every 15 years or
That's nice.
Yeah.
Casey, we need to talk about your dad.
That's not good. Well, and I was supposed to go see a doctor, and you know, I don't even have a doctor. But
that's kind of become the norm, too.
Not having a doctor. I don't have one, you know, but you know, I have... You know, I'm on Medicare now. I'm so old. But
oh, my goodness.
But, you know, the doctor I wanted to go see, there's not, like, very many available, like a couple, but I knew one of them. And,
right.
And they said, hey, go in there. Roberto will take you. And I said, all right, I'll go in there. And sign on the door that he's still doing the mask thing. And I said, well, I can't see a doctor because I'm not going to put one on. There you go. Can't see a doctor.
I have an NP.
Yeah,
I'm a nurse practitioner.
That's okay.
And she's amazing. And so, yeah, and she can do her labs, everything right in her office. So
even better.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. I do have one, and I'm very grateful to her because she gets me in relatively quickly too. So,
and that's a relationship. Once you find somebody in the healthcare,
finding doctors are thin. You know, it's hard to. That's why so nurse practitioners and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, but she's amazing. I'll keep my NP, actually.
I see nothing wrong with that. That's good. I remember at first when you mentioned that there was a concern, like, oh, my goodness, you're not even going to see a real doctor.
I mean, they have the training and credentials.
I actually forget that she's not I'm going to use quotes in here, real doc. I forget about it because she does everything my doctor did anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and if there's something wrong, they'll all send you to a specialist.
And she did,
anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. And she did. I had a reason to go to a specialist. She did.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And got me in more quickly than I could have gotten in on my own, which is
even better. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's more. You're right. Developing the relationship, finding somebody you trust, finding somebody that you're happy with.
I was checking some of your statistics because you know I just always do that.
Yeah, thank you.
And what I found out is that you're not really wrong or anything, but But I'd rather key on the point that 7 in 8 women will never get breast cancer.
Seven. Okay, you know what? That's the positive twist on that. Yeah. You're right.
You must be a glass half full.
Seven and eight.
You're right.
Never get it.
You're right. But I will tell you, the older I get, the more prevalent it seems to be. Every time you turn around.
Last year, there were 240,000 women that got breast cancer.
That's a lot.
And 2,100 men.
What? See? There.
And how many?
2,100.
Okay. Wow. So
less than 1 in 10.
Yeah.
Or
less than 1 in 100.
But it's there.
1%. So.
Yeah, and I think, well, the older I get, the more conscious I am of a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Because now all my friends are getting things that that only old people got.
Right. Right? No, really.
Give me a definition of old. What was old? I've been trying to find that out.
It's a state of mind.
I don't think you can answer it with that. Okay.
It's a state of mind.
Well, at least you didn't stumble. I mean, that's like asking a progressive to define woman. But anyway, you need to take a break.
Okay, well then let's take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Achieve Human Services.
Unique individuals. Empowering solutions.
Every day, businesses throughout Yuma are sending their old electronics to the landfill. Achieve Employment Opportunities for People with Disabilities now offers electronic recycling at their center, 3220 D East 40th Street in Yuma. Here's a few items that you can recycle: monitors, laptops, computers, fax and copy machines, along with paper products and more. For pickup of your electronics for recycling, call Achieve Human Services at 341-4131. Achieve Human Services, 341-4131.
Achieve Human Services.
Unique individuals, empowering solutions.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and I was caught off guard because Wendy and I are sitting in here chatting on the breaks. And we have, of course, Ross Clark in here. Good morning,
Ross.
Good
morning.
And we have Wendy McKay. We're talking about Bridget's Gift. But before we get to that, before we get to event season, the Chamber has its own event season, although it feels like it's year-round. But we have a lot of events that I want to basically let everybody know about. First of all, we are doing a series of business conversations with Mayor Nichols. We've been working with the City of Yuma on a lot of different things. And the mayor is working with us to talk to different segments of industry. It's about every 2 weeks that we've set something up. These will be at City Hall. We have them divided by industry type. So our first one is going to be on Tuesday, August 22nd, and it is going to be the hospitality, tourism, and retail segments. So we're thinking of shops, restaurants, hotels. So if you fit in one of those, please go on our website. These are free. There's no charge for them. They are at City Hall in Conference Room 190 for the most part. We did have to move one because 190 was booked. But for Wendy's purposes, September 12th is Manufacturing, Construction, and Agriculture.
Ah, okay.
So if you get our chamber happenings every Tuesday, they were in there. They're also on our website. Coming up also this month is our next member mixer, and it is Wednesday, August 23rd, and it is Vacay with AEA. I love all the last month it was a luau, now we're doing Vacay. We're trying to give everybody a little bit of escape on a Wednesday evening. So again, Wednesday, August 23rd, Vacay with AEA. Right now, prices for that are $10 each, and it does come, if you've never been before, with I call them heavy hors d'oeuvres, kind of. It's not quite a meal, but
pretty much is a meal.
Well, I don't eat after.
Yeah, there you go.
And then there's usually soft drinks are always included with the AEA one. Alcohol is also included. So there's that. Then on September 14th, we are having our next Good Morning Yuma. Carol Brown is going to be talking about Alzheimer's, the upcoming walk to end Alzheimer's, along with dementia awareness, because I believe that September is Dementia mm-hmm. Awareness Month, speaking mm-hmm. of awareness months. And we are currently taking booths, vendor booth requests for our community expo. It is coming up Saturday, October 28th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We usually sell out. In fact, this year we've changed some things around so that we have a few more booths, but nice. We did that intentionally because we sell out. I think last I looked before I left on vacation, we were about half sold out already.
Really?
So
that's good.
Yeah. So if you're planning on getting a vendor booth, get one quickly. And then for everyone else, Saturday, October 28th, that is free to attend. We do have a Halloween theme. I say everybody can come in their costumes. We do have trick-or-treating at the vendor booths available for the kids. We had a costume contest last year. We're still looking into whether or not that's going to work out this year. But we do also have prize giveaways all day. There's and good prizes. I mean, just the big giant, some of these gift baskets are hard to carry out when they're prizes. And those are free as well. Everybody's given a raffle ticket or a bingo card when they come in. So basically, the only things that we charge for once you're in is if, like, there's a face painter with a booth, they charge. We don't.
Right.
Or clearly, if you go get purchase drinks or food or something like that, they charge. But we try to make everything that the chamber is providing, including arts and crafts, free
nice.
For everybody to go. So,
nice. And where's that? Where's
at the Civic Center.
At the Civic Center.
Sorry,
okay.
I didn't even say
that's
that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
So thanks, Wendy.
You're welcome.
So Wendy's helping with my announcements this morning. That's,
well, I'm already thinking I need a plan for it.
I'm like, so. You always need a buddy.
I know I do.
I'm like, I need Wendy in here every week. She can help me do my announcements so that we make sure we have everything going on.
I'll help you out.
And at least that's after Bridget's gift, so you'll have kind of been able to relax for a little bit,
exactly.
about a month, you know, but only by a week.
Exactly. So, that's okay.
you can come have fun with us and just kind of go, our event's over.
There we go. Dress up as my, I don't know, favorite what, but I love Halloween.
Halloween
is so much fun. I do. It's fun. I don't know. Maybe it's just the kid in me.
I don't know. Yeah, my little sister's favorite is Halloween, and my favorite is Christmas. So,
oh, and I do love it.
Yeah. So we kind of she's the all the black and orange everything, and that's okay. And I like Halloween.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I like Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't love Halloween
I do
Christmas.
I love Christmas too, so I understand. But Halloween's fun.
Well, and then at the Mega Mixer the night before, that the membership and all the booths and everything are eligible to go to, we have a costume contest for the adults.
Oh, and that's fun.
Yeah, and so last year we did an individual prize, and then we also did a group prize. And the group prize, oh my gosh, so D&H Electric came as the Toy Story characters.
Oh,
do you remember that? They were cute.
Well, just they won. They won.
They
the
did
prize.
Win. They did win.
Yeah. No, I think the guys looked miserable. I don't think they liked wearing them.
they were cute.
Yeah, they were like, oh, I can't believe they made me do this.
They have their arms twisted. Maybe
well, the things
little,
I'd do for a job.
Well, then we went, and we were four women at the chamber, working at the chamber at mm-hmm. the time. In fact, I guess we're back to four women. We went as the chambermaids.
No,
so we all had maid costumes on, unlike the chambermaids chambermaids actually really used to be a thing with the chamber,
right? Right,
because it used to only be men that could join.
way back in the
day. Yeah. 70s. Oh, yeah. Exactly. 50s. Well, I mean, 50s. 60s. Yeah. 50s, 60s. Yeah. But they had their own groups. They did like a lot of city cleanups and all these things.
That.
But they did not dress as maids. They dressed as 50s women did in their lovely dresses and heels and pearls.
I know the Caballero Theuma were a spinoff of the chamber. They used to answer to the chamber one time. I think they're separate now.
Have a board member on the El Presidente of the Caballeros is still
a board member.
An ex officio board member. So automatically.
My dad was involved in the Active 2030 Club in the 70s. Do you remember that? But it was a lot of the gentlemen who were in the Caballeros now. So I think it was just another service organization. But my dad, Bobby Kamen, Bratcher, a lot of the oldies. My dad will smack me for that.
In fact, it's interesting how many things have spun off from the chamber, where a group from the chamber decide, okay, well, we're going to take this on, and they spun off from the chamber. But I guess, I mean, the chamber's been around since 1905. So,
yeah. A lot of evolution happen.
We've had a few things in the last, 120 years.
Yeah.
So that's it. And for anybody that finds it interesting, I can't go back to 1905, but we still have meeting minutes all the way back to 1912 in our office.
Wow.
And we recently stumbled across, because periodically we find things, original slides, because the plane,
City Hall?
So that was a chamber event. And so we still have the slides.
The actual flight was a chamber event.
The actual flight was sponsored by the chamber.
Wow.
And so we found slides, the original slides of photos of the flight and the car and the So we do have a lot of newspaper clippings of the chambermaids doing things It's actually really cool to work for an organization with such a long community history. And periodically we pull things out like scrapbooks just to see if we can find old photos, and
that amazes me. There's a website, the newspaper website, where you can actually go, and if you sign up, then you can look at old newspaper articles. Look up a family name in your community and the things that will come up before you were born. And the good things, are amazing what was covered in the newspaper back in the day.
Well,
right?
And I have my grandpa stopped a bank robbery.
Ooh.
So I still have that newspaper article.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I heard your grandfather created a bank robbery.
My grandpa actually stopped a bank robbery. And my grandma was so mad.
Why?
Because he put his life on the line?
Exactly. He put himself in harm's way when he didn't need to.
Yeah.
So we totally got off the topic.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So Bridget's gift. So how did you, it's almost time for the next break.
Yeah.
But so how did you get started with Bridget's gift?
Through this group of amazing people, friends, again, born and raised in Yuma, Robbie Rodriguez, Tina Lee Ricker, Kim Fisher Zamora, Courtney Fisher Sellers. I'm going to forget some names, but Brittany Martinez, which is Bridget's daughter, all of these people involved, you just kind of jump in and help out, and then it grew from that. So
because you're a completely volunteer run organization.
Completely volunteer. We're under
In
our spare time.
Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, exactly.
And we're under the umbrella of the Foundation of Yuma Regional Medical Center. So they give us guidance. We park ourselves there, and thank goodness for them, because otherwise, being a completely volunteer organization, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work already.
It is. And so is your 501c. So it's not a separate 501c.
No.
It's part of the foundation.
We're part of the foundation.
We're
a special fund under the foundation.
Right.
Exactly.
And so one of the things that people probably should be aware of as somebody who's worked for nonprofits for years, if you are giving money to Bridget's gift, even though it is going to the hospital foundation, by law, it has to stay in that special fund for Bridget's gift.
I'm glad you said that, because that is part of our mission is that 100% of what we raise does stay in the Yuma community. It helps Yuma residents in the greater Yuma area, Yuma residents.
Yuma County.
So, exactly.
There we go.
So it's not like, and I don't mean to poo-poo on any of the big service organizations or nonprofits, we don't have a lot of operating costs or overhead costs that we have to pay for first. everything goes right back into the fund. Of course, our expenses for an event get paid for, so the net proceeds go back to the fund.
Well, Trace Adkins is still going to get his paycheck.
Yeah, he is. Because
people are all often like, well, why don't they donate it? And I'm like, well, because he also has bills to pay.
He has a lot of bills to pay.
You know, and if he donated, you know, every concert, he'd be broke.
Yeah, and it's not just him coming in. It's, I think, three semis full, two buses.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and all that equipment that they bring in. Yeah, it's
a lot.
It is a lot. And he's got, you know, it's not just him. It's people playing instruments. It's people that set up the instruments. It's people that set up the staging.
Right.
The marketers,
that's one thing.
The
I'm glad you mentioned that. Being behind the scenes and people who don't understand that, it's a lot. It goes without saying. It's a well-oiled machine.
It is.
All of these, they're an organization. Every artist is an organization in and of itself, basically.
They are.
So,
it is a lot. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a lot of expenses.
It does. And I have to say, of course, we raise sponsor funds and then the tickets help offset those expenses. But we have two title sponsors this year that I want to mention, and that is Alexander Automotive Group, the Alexander family, and Barclay Ag, which is the Barclay family, and they've been our title sponsor a couple years now. So they help offset those costs, and, you know, we go from there. So
perfect. Well, we have to take another break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
World War II,
Korea,
Vietnam,
Iraq,
Afghanistan.
Since 1914, the Veterans of Foreign Wars has united Americans from all walks of life with one common purpose: to improve the lives of combat veterans, service members, and their families. VFW programs foster camaraderie among United States veterans of overseas conflicts, serve our veterans, the military, and our communities, and we advocate on behalf of all veterans, including submariners. VFW brings services, vital information, and critical assistance to those who need help right now. It doesn't matter how old you are, where you serve, or when you served. You belong here. Our VFW Post 8242 members support one another by meeting at weekly events and activities throughout the year. Need help filling out VA paperwork? We've got you covered. You may even find a mentor to help you navigate through your next stage of life. Come talk, play bingo, karaoke, enjoy a beverage, or just sit in silence. We won't judge. VFW Post 8242 on Highway 95 next to the Big Tank. Yes, you belong here.
What do you get when you combine a round of golf with a strike or two with the excitement of playing the slots? What do you get? All the fun under the sun. And that's what you'll find and more at Kokopau Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton, kokopauresort.com. We're celebrating 30 years of winning at Kokopau. You can win up to $30,000 with our 30th anniversary cash bash, 3:30 to 9 o'clock every Friday and Saturday in August.
Oh, with that, we're back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Wendy and I get to talk in and hear. We don't see each other that often, and that happens, you know. And
so, can't let that happen.
And then Russ all of a sudden hits the buttons, and it's like,
go.
Oh, we're back on air. We better stop chit-chatting.
Thanks, Russ.
And so, of course, we have Russ Clark in with us, and Wendy McKay, who is here to talk about Bridget's Gift, although we're talking about lots of things.
That's easy to do.
Which is all good. Well, especially when you don't see each other that often.
I know.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like, okay, well, let's catch up.
Exactly.
Can we catch up in the 2-minute commercial break?
Sure.
Apparently not. Russ keeps cutting us off.
Well. Sorry, Russ.
And it will continue.
Okay.
Well, I know. So we've talked Trace Adkins, but he's not the only performer that night.
He's not. We're kind of changing things up this year, and you know, in the last few years we'd have had Coffey Anderson come to town. For those who don't know, Coffey has ties to Yuma. His wife was actually born here. His wife when she was little.
Oh, really?
But Coffey is an independent artist, and he has done it all on his own. He's got quite the following online.
Okay.
He's done a lot of he's been everywhere. But this year he had a conflict with his schedule.
Okay.
A lot of people are sad to hear that he's not coming, but
I wish you guys could have seen Wendy's face when she did that.
But
you can see that
we're
she's
really
excited.
Exactly. So, and she this artist, a lot of people may not know, but if they follow her on the socials, her name is Hannah Dasher.
Okay.
She is sass and sweet and funny, and she is one heck of a musician. She's from Georgia, so you can imagine that twang that she's got going on and the attitude with it. If you see her, she looks like she is a brunette Dolly Parton from the 70s.
So I'm like, you know, yeah, you need to look her up. Hannah Dasher. I'm already pulling. Well, you know what? What a perfect name for, I was just like.
Yeah, and she calls herself Hannah Damn Dasher, if that tells you anything about her personality.
I can totally. Okay, so I'm already Googling her. Hannah Dasher.
She's a force to be reckoned with, and we are really excited.
She looks like
excited.
She could be a force to be reckoned
with. Right?
Yeah.
She's all sass. So she's going to open our show, and we couldn't be more excited.
Look at that
to kick
hair.
It off like
I wish
that.
Anybody who, I mean, don't if you're driving in your car right now, clearly, but if you're listening to somewhere, you can look on your phone. Yeah, I understand why you said brunette Dolly Parton.
Right?
And mainly the hair. I'm not like, okay. A
but
lot
the
of
other is there too, but the hair for sure.
I'm like, I totally understand that. That's kind of, does she have that kind of, because Dolly Parton, again, another country singer,
right?
That, how could I have not heard
exactly,
of her?
Exactly, exactly.
Oh my gosh. If you could see her Facebook profile pic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She's fun. So, and she is one heck of a musician. She's an entertainer, but she's fun, and she's the whole package. So.
Got it. Which I kind of feel about Dolly Parton.
Right, right. Exactly.
So probably a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're real excited about her. So, yeah.
Yeah. So she does sound like fun. And so how long are the sets going to be?
So she is going to play. So let's start off. The gates will open at 5:00.
Okay.
Dinner will be served at 6:00.
For dinner?
Dinner.
Food is important. Food is important. Sorry.
So Yuma tradition, we're going to do the tri-tip with all the fixings. I mean,
it's Yuma
without a tri-tip barbecue. So we'll do that.
Hannah will hit giving us looks. Can you see?
Are you
over
rolling
there?
Your eyes at us, Russ?
He is.
Yes.
That's okay. Is Russ here? No. Just kidding.
He'll chime in if he can ever get a word in edgewise.
But she'll hit the stage at 7:00.
Okay.
And she'll play for a good hour. We'll do our, you know, presentations. We have a lot to talk about what we've been doing. Just give people an idea of why they're there.
Right.
Because it's not just a concert, obviously.
Of course.
We're there for a very good reason.
Right.
And then Trace Atkins will end up finish the evening at 9:30. He'll hit the stage. So, yeah.
So, in other words, I need to sleep in that morning.
Sleep in that morning.
Because 9:30 is getting to be past my bedtime.
Me too. And the weather should be nice. We should have a shift
October.
In weather by then.
I would
then.
Hope so.
Yeah.
I definitely hope so.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Me too.
It was going to be nice today.
It was going to be nice today, but what
was?
Happened?
Well,
what's
I think it's only going to be like 107.
Oh, only? That's nice.
Yeah. A lot better.
I'll take it.
What is
right
this?
Now.
Everybody keeps doing a screenshot of their weather forecast and posting it to Facebook where next Wednesday is supposed to be like 120, 123.
Here?
That's what, yeah. And I'm like, what app are you people using? Because mine says like 113, and I can handle 113.
Yeah.
How ridiculous.
Somebody's photoshopping
is that
something in.
Must be. Must be.
So.
I like, because that's the other thing. I remember when I moved to Arizona, and people were like, look, it's like 120. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
It did reach 124 years ago.
Yeah. Well, okay, but that would be such an unusual, like a record thing.
Yeah, it was.
That's not our normal.
Well, there's a sense of denial every summer, don't you think, Russ? Where this is hotter than it's ever been. It's never been this hot. I think everybody says that.
Because our tolerance gets less.
That.
Yeah, we're ready to go to Sholo for the summer.
Right?
The summer,
I
right?
know.
Yeah, we have a place in Prescott. We try and escape there on weekends. So
yeah. You know. But you know, that's the nice thing. We are close enough to a lot of places that if we need to get out of the heat, although I tend to stay in Yuma, I'll admit, I'm here.
Yeah. That's what AC's for.
Well, right? I find that I'm close to air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's close enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and especially now what I'm hearing, you know, I've only lived here 3 years, so I can't speak from experience, but what I keep hearing is from like my staff who were born and raised here, they keep talking about how, well, it used to be that Yuma kind of shuttered up in the summer, but it's not that way anymore because there was no reason for me to leave. I had plenty to do this summer.
I was told that I moved here in 94 and bought the Napa stores.
Right.
And right next door to me, business told me, like, look, as soon as the summer hits, you might as well just close up for a month and leave. That's what everybody does. They close up for a month and they leave. And I'm never doing that. And I never did.
Right.
You know, I was
right.
fine. Right. But I guess that used to be the way it was.
It used to be the way it was. It was a ghost town in the summer months.
But it used to be. When did you move here?
94.
Okay, yeah. See, I only know.
But it wasn't that way then. I mean, it wasn't as busy, but we found business.
Yeah. You always do, right? You have to be creative when you're a business owner.
I only know of a couple of businesses that close for the summer anymore. Most are all open.
Yeah, like,
same. And living in the foothills, a lot of people used to say, well, the foothills completely shuts down. Well, there's those of us who live year round out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it really doesn't shut down.
But there's some parks that are, you know, 80% of the people leave.
True.
Yeah. But that's specific to a RV park.
Right. Right. But the general population of the foothills is still enough to support all of those businesses out there.
RV parks were built to be transient. I mean, they're RV parks. So that makes sense.
Right.
They have a more transient population.
They have people stay there year round too.
Right. They do. Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of people, just as things have changed, they've chosen just to move here full time because they can't afford to.
Yeah.
To go back and forth.
And you know
And this is away from their kids, so it's actually a better place.
well, for me, I walk outside and go, you know what? I'm not defrosting my car. My door handles aren't frozen shut.
Yeah.
I didn't have to shovel my sidewalk to get out to my car. I didn't have to put on 50 layers of clothing so that I can't walk anymore. You know, so I'm like,
you're okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm okay going from one air conditioned location to another.
And see, on the opposite side, when we go up north in the wintertime, I'm like, oh, yay, snow. And it's about 3 days in. I'm like, okay, it's time to go back home. I'm cold.
Yeah.
My bones hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm good here.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good even with 113, 115. I mean, I don't want to be outside much in it. But
well, and the
it's
moisture
okay.
also when, and you know, we had a good break from the monsoons for a few years, I would say. And then they started to roll in a little here more recently.
It was humid when I got back here yesterday. Monday
and Tuesday were.
They were pretty muggy.
They were tough.
Yeah, I noticed.
This morning
yesterday.
Was fine.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It was 88 degrees, but crisp. It was nice.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, I was out with the dogs.
Yeah, I was out with the dog on a bicycle.
Yeah, I love it.
So we better get back. I mean,
okay, back to work.
Not everybody gets to hear us chat. So Bridget's Gift, when is it? Where is it? How do I get tickets?
Yep, October 21st will be at the Kokopah Casino Event Lawn, where we've been since day one. Tickets will be available on the KokopahResort.com website within the week. We'll make a big announcement on our socials and get that word out. They will be online only this year, which I think is a great convenience. You know, you don't have to worry about that paper ticket. This gates open at 5:00. Dinner starts at 6:00. Again, it's Trace Atkins headlining. Hannah Dasher will be opening. It all goes to those in our community who are fighting breast cancer.
100%.
100%.
That's just so everybody knows that's. And because it is restricted, even though the it's managed by the hospital foundation, those funds are restricted. Anybody at the hospital foundation would tell you that the money comes in and they've got it earmarked separately.
Yeah, it's earmarked for us. We manage that.
Exactly.
So, yep, absolutely.
And because you don't have any overhead, it
sends it right back into the community.
So
absolutely.
You know that if you're buying these tickets, even if you're not a country fan like me, sorry.
That's okay.
I do intend to still go because if for no other reason, it's a great time and it's for a great cause.
Well, we like to call it Yuma's biggest backyard barbecue.
Awesome.
Because essentially it's one of those, it's the reunion of the year. Everybody who hasn't seen each other for a year. And it's reunion season also for high school reunions. Mm-hmm. So we've actually had some high school reunion groups say, hey, we're bringing a big crowd and we're going to come party with you guys at Bridget's Gift, and so that'll be nice.
That will be nice.
Yeah,
I'll see all the crims out there.
Okay, class of '86. My blood runs blue. Absolutely.
Okay. Is there a particular Kokopah
KokopahResort.com? They will also there'll be information on Bridget'sGift.com, and on our Facebook and Instagram page. So
perfect. Yeah. And one final quick shout out before we go. Cocopah Casino and Resort also happened to be our member of the month this month. So
nice.
It's cool that we're sending them to their website. So thank you so much for coming in, Wendy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.